From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Three firefighters in Washington state have died while a number of others have been injured battling a wildfire threatening a town in the north central part of that state. That's according to officials there. Meanwhile, fire managers continue to be overwhelmed by the number of wildfires now burning in the West. For the first time in nearly 10 years, officials say they've had to ask for help from active duty military. National Guard troops have been called in to help set controlled burns in some areas. Helicopters have also been dropping water. Upwards of 100 wildfires have been burning across the western U.S., destroying dozens of homes and forcing hundreds of evacuations. According to a document obtained by the Associated Press, a secret agreement with the UN agency will allow Iran to use its own experts to inspect a site allegedly used to develop nuclear weapons. The revelation is likely to upset those opposed to the recently approved deal between Iran and a group of nations that includes the U.S. Speaking at the State Department, spokesman John Kirby says the administration believes the UN watchdog group will be able to do its job.
We're confident in the agency's technical plans for investigating the possible military dimensions of Iran's former program, issues that in some cases date back more than a decade.
Iran has agreed to rein in its nuclear program in exchange for an end to sanctions. Critics of the deal contend it places too much trust in the Iranians. There are reports of a major explosion being heard in Cairo tonight. The explosion is said to have occurred near a state security building and courthouse in a northern suburb of the city. No word yet on casualties. However, Egyptian security officials say it appears to have been a large bomb. The bombing comes amid a wave of attacks and killings in the Egyptian city, including the assassination of Egypt's attorney general by a car bomb. Federal Reserve offered the latest glimpse into its thinking on interest rates today, releasing minutes from its most recent meeting. As NPR's Chris Arnold explains, when the Fed does take action, it will be historic.
Never before has the Fed kept interest rates this low for this long. That's made it cheaper to borrow money and help the economy. But many economists think, okay, enough.
It is time to start raising interest rates.
Mark Zandi is chief economist at Moody's Analytics. He says if the Fed waits too long, it risks asset bubbles or runaway inflation. That doesn't sound very good, but he says we're not in danger of that yet.
Hey, this is good news. Look, the economy has continued to push forward. It's strong. And so I think it's now time to begin the process. I wouldn't have said that 6 months ago. I say that now.
After this latest snapshot of the Fed's thinking, Zandi still expects the Fed to start gradually raising interest rates in September or soon after. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
Stocks closed lower today. The decline's coming amid the newly released Federal Reserve minutes. Energy company shares also continued their downward slide with another big drop in oil prices. The Dow fell 162 points today to end the session at 17,348. The Nasdaq closed down 40 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 was down 17 points today. You're listening to NPR. Large stretches of California's Central Valley are sinking. That's according to NASA officials, who say the sinking is occurring at a much faster pace as large amounts of groundwater are being pumped out. In new research released today, NASA says the findings show in some spots the ground sinking upwards of 2 inches a month, something that would put infrastructure at risk. Sinking land has taken place for decades in California due to groundwater pumping, but the new data shows the recent drought has apparently accelerated the trend. Democratic Congressman Lewis Stokes of Ohio has died at the age of 90. He served 15 terms in the House. Kevin Niedermeyer of member station WKSU reports Stokes was Ohio's first African-American congressman.
Lewis Stokes grew up poor but went on to earn a law degree before going to Congress. During his career in Washington, he chaired the House Ethics and Intelligence Committees. Current Cleveland Congresswoman Marcia Fudge calls Stokes an influence for her.
Well, I think people forget that people my age, as we were growing up, we did not have an awful lot of role models in elective office.
Stokes' brother Carl became the nation's first mayor of a major city when Clevelanders elected him in 1967. For NPR News, I'm Kevin Niedermeyer in Cleveland.
Japan's space agency today reported the successful launch of an unmanned transport vessel that will shuttle supplies to the International Space Station. According to the agency, the vehicle was launched today from the Tanegashima Space Center in southern Japan after some delays due to weather. Space enthusiasts in some cases camped out to witness the launch. Transport is carrying 4.5 tons of supplies for the 6-member space station crew. It's expected to arrive Monday. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.